Good morning. Welcome. This is the Hoosier Ag Today Thursday podcast on the 5th of September, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank, joined by Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller on the news today, including an AFBF appeal to farmers to talk farm bill with their congressman. And Chuck Connor of Indiana talks about ag labor and unions. The HAT podcast brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Visit them at ffbt.com and at your local branch. HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin here too, calling for more sunshine and warm weather. And yesterday, corn, beans, and wheat again go up. We have analysis from Tom Pritz on the Hoosier Ag Today Thursday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
Attention, Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig.
Congress with a lot of unfinished business for farmers, and Chuck Connor weighs in on unions forming for ag workers. I'm Eric Pfeiffer reporting on the latest news in agriculture on Hoosier Ag Today.
Congress, I can tell you, they will do nothing if they're not pushed. The only way to get Congress to do anything is to make them uncomfortable.
That's Ryan Yates, Managing Director of Government Affairs with the American Farm Bureau, encouraging you to reach out and make them uncomfortable as they head back to D.C. with a lot on their plate, with few work weeks left this year.
The first issue, and that's government funding. So the fiscal year ends September the 30th. Congress will need to either kick the can to the lame duck session after the election, or they could kick the can until early in the new year. Congress is late to the game when it comes to completing a farm bill. They've already kicked the can once. They failed to get it done last year, and they've continue to fail in finding a path forward.
He says farmers can't afford for Congress to wait to solve these issues.
Appropriations, federal funding, it's a must-do. Everybody knows it has to be done. Continuing to kick the can is a sad state of affairs. When it comes to the farm bill, the world looks a whole lot different in 2024 than it does in 2018. If you look at the state of the economy, the rural economy is in distress.
Yates says farmers are typically good storytellers, and now is the time to tell that story to elected officials.
One of the things that farmers and ranchers can continue to do is reach out, talk to their members of Congress, get to know their staff, be heard.
Congress will be back to work in D.C. next week. Last week, a federal judge in Georgia blocked the U.S. Labor Department from enforcing a rule in Indiana and 16 other states that would prevent ag employers from retaliating against migrant workers with H-2A visas for joining labor unions. CJ Miller has reaction now from an Indiana ag leader on that decision.
We are thankful that the judge in Georgia has tapped the brakes on this issue.
And that's Chuck Connor, president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. He's also a native of Benton County.
The biggest problem, you know, Indiana is one of 17 states where it has been halted. We would like to see the judge's ruling apply to all 50 states. We've got a lot of other states that are facing tremendous uncertainty here in terms of, is DOL enforcing it? Do I have to comply now? Do I not? So there's just a tremendous amount of uncertainty in the farm labor marketplace right now over the state of this rule.
Connor said he had been pushing for farm labor reform, but disagrees with how the Biden administration has been handling the issue.
That's what really makes it kind of frustrating, because we have a bipartisan bill in Congress that has been there for so long that solves all of these problems in a way that has been supported by both the farmers as well as the farm worker labor unions. And we just can't get Congress to do it. All this DOL action and the regulations they're putting into place would be a non-issue, really, if Congress would just do its job.
Connor says the ruling only creates more financial burdens for farmers.
We have seen a very, very sharp downturn based upon, you know, dropping commodity prices. And so anything that happened earlier this spring, you know, you can multiply that by 10x, just given the state of play in terms of prices and economic outlook on the farm today versus what may have been the case earlier in the year.
The Labor Department's ruling is still in effect in 33 other states, including each of Indiana's surrounding states. Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.
Indiana's corn and soybean crops both rated at 68% good to excellent, according to USDA's weekly report released on Tuesday. Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Get ready for the 62nd Annual Farm Science Review, September 17th, 18th, and 19th. It's more than a farm show. Explore over 600 exhibitors providing equipment, services, and education for farms of all types and sizes. Tickets can be purchased at participating OSU Extension offices, agribusinesses, and online. fsr.osu.edu to buy your Farm Science Review tickets now and plan your show visit. The 62nd Farm Science Review, September 17, 18, and 19.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Moving through your Thursday, we've got sunshine, blue sky, and what's this? A little warmer conditions, upper 80s, humidity levels up. Wow, it's maybe summer still after all. At least that's what we're trying to convince ourselves. But this is going to be the bump in temperature and bump in humidity that we expect before a frontal boundary comes in. We have one threat of moisture that's going to be here in the Hoosier State over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. We're very dry here for September as we get things going. That threat of rain is coming tomorrow. Frontal boundary trying to push through the Great Lakes and into the Eastern Corn Belt tomorrow, lingering into Saturday areas to our east, but I don't think there's a secondary or lingering moisture Saturday in Indiana. Right now, I'm going to pencil in still a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain. I will tell you, most of the state, I feel, is going to be under half an inch. And we're looking at coverage 80%, but tape and claw to 80% coverage kind of thing. It's not going to come easily as this front works its way through. By the time we get to Saturday morning, it's done. It's gone. It's off to the east and south. We are significantly cooler and less humid behind it. Your Saturday and Sunday looks very, very nice. More clouds Saturday, better sunshine on Sunday, but still Saturday is going to be a nice day overall. We get into next week, no rain Monday through at least Saturday. Temperatures are going to moderate some, being near to slightly above normal for most of the week, maybe pulling back later next weekend. But at this point, with a large upper level ridge that's centering over the nation's midsection, I think this dry pattern is going to extend. There's no frontal boundary. No system that's building west or northwest at all that says that we see rain even into that third week of September. So we're definitely into a drier pattern overall. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Gains once again in the grains and oil seeds. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Wednesday Farm Market Review. And it's brought to you by the 62nd Annual Farm Science Review, September 17, 18, and 19. Over 600 exhibitors serving farms of all types and sizes. Buy tickets online. It's fsr.osu.edu. We'll have final numbers coming up. We begin, though, with market analysis. I spoke with Tom Fritz at the end of trade to get that. Tom with EFG Group. Tom, the Wednesday markets, more of the same. Higher in corn, soybeans, and wheat. We have some dry conditions. We've got a crop rating decline in soybeans. and a weaker dollar index. What else is impacting these continuations of moves higher for the markets?
You know, Andy, you just, you know, read off, you know, the lower dollar helping out, the dryness helping out, the condition ratings and beans helping out. Well, in the wheat market, we've got, looks like a flurry of world business out there. I'm not sure much of it is for the U.S., but, you know, there's a lot of concerns about the size of the European Union wheat crop continuing to shrink as they move through harvest. We're also seeing a flurry of business out there for both feed wheat as well as milling wheat. And, you know, lots of shorts being covered. It wasn't that long ago, 6 days ago, we were sitting at contract lows. So, you know, to see a rally of this magnitude in just a matter of 6 days, it's like, whoa, what's going on here? So I think what's happening in the wheat market, it's a little bit of a snowball. You know, as the market moves higher, it tends to attract more and more short covering. But, you know, one thing I look at, you know, everybody says, oh, better demand, better demand. Well, our spreads are still wide, and they're not showing any signs of tightening. So that just tells me that most of our buying is indeed short covering. Same thing holds true with the corn. We're seeing short covering over there. You know, there's a lot of talk about the current dryness, and the forecast for additional dryness is, you know, taking the top off the corn yield. You know, I won't doubt that. But so far, all I'm seeing is short covering. The interior corn basis is steady with a defensive posture, if you will. But the export market has been perking up here. And I'm not sure if that's just we're not ready for new crop corn yet, or are they concerned about water levels on the lower Mississippi? You know, draft levels getting to the point where it'll start to impede traffic, but I haven't seen any increases in freight. But so right now I'm just writing this all off to short covering ahead of the harvest. Soybeans, yeah, you can easily say it was the downgrading condition. Smart guys were saying, oh, we're just going to see a point lower. We come in 2 points lower. And the dryness is in the forecast for the what I call the foreseeable future. What's the foreseeable future? 2 weeks out. So, you know, we've seen it many, many years where we go into late August, early September with dryness, and then the rains show up, and it's really, you know, crop saving. Well, we're just the opposite. We went into late August, early September with a good-looking crop, and now there's no rain to finish it off. So I think there's some concern about that. We've got concerns about Brazil, the ongoing drought down there. There's some concerns in the Black Sea area affecting the ongoing drought over there, affecting the finishing corn out of Ukraine, winter wheat planting. So, you know, we're looking at a lot of what I call little bullish stuff, but really a lack of bearish news. So, and like I said, you know, okay, what was it, a week ago? 6 days ago, wheat was at contract lows. Dease corn was, how long ago did we see contract lows there? That's 6 days ago. So it's kind of like, you know, oh, wow, we're in this roaring bull market. Well, we're only 6 days off the contract lows. So, you know, I'm glad to see it, but I'm getting the impression the rally that we're looking at in the corn and bean market is, guys, this is your last gasp before we get into harvest. And we still have a pretty big crop out there. I saw my first outside estimate today, you know, not including what Pro Farmer came out with. Who was this? An outfit out of northern Illinois, Allendale. They're suggesting the corn yield's 182.5. Okay, that's 6 tenths of a bushel less than what the USDA said. They have a bean yield of 53.3. That's a tenth of a bushel greater than what the USDA had. Over the next couple of days, we're going to start seeing more and more private estimates. And they're all going to be right around what the USDA had to say. You know, they, you know, I questioned if they could be any larger, so they may take a little bit off the top. given the weather, but, you know, trying to figure out what the USDA is going to say in September, they're going to tell you, we've got a really big crop out there. So the short covering that we're seeing now and the spread staying relatively wide says that's all it is. It's just short covering.
Tom Fritz, EFG Group in Chicago, on the hat Wednesday, farm market review. Again, everything up. Settlements, December corn, 3.5 cents up, 412.75. March, 431. That was a gain of 3.75. May goes up 4 cents at 441. November beans, 9.5 higher, 1021.5. January, 1039.25, up 9.75. And wheat led the way higher, December finishing at 580.75, a gain of 14 cents. The meats back and forth, mostly quiet in cattle futures. October, 179.22, down a nickel. And October, lean hogs, 81.57, down 95. I'm Andy Eubank with the Wednesday Farm Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.